Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf, the Shurim Perek Chelik, our sponsor, Lui Nishma, Asayim Yaakov Sholoim, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Kuv Dalet. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph tells us the big Yisoid. The idea is that Bro Mezaki Abo, Abo Lui Mezaki Bro. A son can give a schus to his father. This father doesn't give a schus to his son. Therefore, she pointed out, unless they daven for them. That's what we're going to see in the end of the Daf, that Dovid HaMelech came to daven for Shlomo. If you daven, so the father can be mezake the son. But in general, the father is not mezake the son, but the son mezake the father. Here is very appropriate to bring what is brought down in Seches Kalo Rabba Siperek Beis, quoted in the Zerua, a little small different versions, and brought down in many of the Poiskim, the idea of son saying Kaddish on his father. It's brought down the story that Rabbi Akiva was going and he sees someone while he's carrying a very heavy load and he's working very hard. So Rabbi Akiva asked him, well, what's going on over here? He said that he died, he did many, many aviras, and they're not giving him menucha. He's going, that's his yisurim he has to go through. So he tells Rabbi Akiva, the only way I get out of these yisurim is if I have a son who's going to get up in Tzibur and say Baruch Hu and say Kaddish, then they'll take me out of these yisurim. So the story goes on. Rabbi Akiva went and he found out that his wife was pregnant and he took the child and one gives, so he's given Brismillah and then he taught him Torah and he had the son say Baruch Hu and Kaddish B'tzibur. And then this person came to Rabbi Akiva B'chaloyim and told him that because of him, it took him out from the Yisurim of Gehenna. So this is the source that of the Milo that when a son says Kaddish and Davins for his father, it's a big ilui to his neshama. That's the idea of Bura Mezake Abo. And the Pasha Mishah, the reason for this is that brought down in Sefer Chasidim, that someone who has a son who's Oile B'Mailo, it means that the father instilled in him something right. He was Mechanech him in the right direction. It doesn't work the other way. The son did not Mechanech his father. But according to the son is doing well, that means the father has something in him. But L'chor, there's even more to it. Reuven Margolius sends us to the Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis Memtes that says, "Kol mi sheyesh lo ben yogea b'toyro kiilu lo yimeis." Someone has a son learning Toyro as if he didn't die. So Rav Hutner Zatzal told my father Shlito. Now the Gemara says, "Yoyrish kare de'avua." A Yoyrish, a son, is the legs of his father. What's the pshat? Pshat is that the people that are alive are considered to be mehalchim; they're walking. Malachim, on the other hand, are called oindim; they're not continuing to walk. Someone who dies, he stops walking. But if he has a son, the son is considered to be the legs of his father. The Yoyrish is Kari Devuo. He continues the walk of his father. So Be'oimik, the pshat is that when a father has a son who's doing Torah and mitzvahs, it's considered to be as if the father himself is doing it. The son is continuing the father. When he lives and does the right things, the father himself is doing it. So that's why the Burom is Zaki Abo. The son is giving a schus to the father, because when the father dies, the son continues his legacy, continues on doing his Torah and mitzvahs. But it doesn't work the other way around. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.